DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been granted bail ahead of a murder trial in June. The 26-year-old is accused of killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp on February the 14th. The 29-year-old model was shot four times at the athlete's home in Pretoria. However, he says it was an accident. Judge Desmond Nair granted bail at Pretoria Magistrates Court after a four-day hearing on whether the Paralympic athlete should stay in custody ahead of his trial. Bail was set at 1 million rand, the equivalent of 85,000 euros. Pistorius also had to surrender his passport and firearms. The lead detective in the case was replaced on Thursday after it emerged he'd been charged with attempted murder. Ria Fiega is from Pretoria Police.
Lieutenant General Munu shall lead the process of establishing a team of highly skilled and experienced detectives in the South African Police Service.
Pistorius rose to international fame at the 2012 London Olympics and Paralympics. In other news, it's the end of the campaign trail in Italy ahead of the start of the national election. The polls are open on the 24th and 25th of February, and provisional results are expected late Monday. Italy's commitment to austerity measures will be put to the test in the vote. Democratic leader Pier Luigi Bersani held a final meeting in Rome, whilst rival Silvio Berlusconi led a rally in Naples. Centre-left Bersani is just a few points ahead of Berlusconi's bloc of centre-right parties. Recent polls put Bersani at the top with 34% and Berlusconi just behind with 30%. Former comedian Beppe Grillo is the election wildcard with 17%. He advocates that Italy should completely withdraw from the euro. Germany's President Joachim Gauck has called for greater cooperation among EU member states. He made the comment during a televised address from his official residence in Berlin on Friday. Gauck has been Germany's head of state for a year and told 200 guests at Bellevue Castle that he wanted more Europe and that the fear caused by the Eurozone crisis should also be taken into consideration.
This crisis has more than just an economic dimension. It is also a crisis of trust in the European political project. We are struggling not just with our currency, but with ourselves as well.
Peter Craven is Deutsche Welle's political correspondent.
Well, Joachim Gauck began by talking about Germans getting up in the morning, reading their morning newspapers, all those headlines about the Eurozone crisis, and headlines too about the lack of transparency, the lack of democracy at EU headquarters in Brussels. What's the solution to all that for Joachim Gauck? Well, he said, more Europe, at a time when people are becoming less and less enthusiastic.
President Gauck also stressed that despite its economic strength, Berlin had no aspirations of creating a German Europe. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Germany's Defence Minister Thomas de Maizière has been corrected by his US counterpart over the number of troops staying in Afghanistan after 2014. De Maizière told a NATO summit in Brussels on Friday that 8,000 to 12,000 troops would remain in the country. However, US Defence Secretary Leon Panetta said the numbers hadn't been finalised. Instead, Panetta said those figures were closer to a total international troop figure. Bulgaria's president is trying to create a new government days after Prime Minister Boyko Borisov resigned. He stepped down on Wednesday after public protests were sparked by high electricity bills and an overall lack of economic progress. President Rozen Plevneliev began talks with the country's major political parties on Friday. He also criticised the outgoing government for putting him in such a difficult position, saying that the responsible option was for the cabinet to finish its term. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.